Lord, thank you, Father. We just bow before you again on this Sabbath day, Lord, and bless you for your mercy, your forgiveness, your long suffering, your gentleness and goodness, your severity, and your punishment. Just as the scripture says, thou hast punished us less than our iniquities deserve. And that's the truth, Lord. You have truly punished us less than our iniquities deserve. And we thank you for that on this Sabbath day, Lord. And I ask you to bless the word that comes out of my mouth. Bless the word that I'm going to speak in the name of Jesus the Christ in this hour. I thank you for your presence, Father, because without it, we would be lost and undone without God or his Son in this world. And we thank you for being with us today, Lord, and ask you to guide these messages and keep us from the evil of this generation, Father, because we are in the most adulterous and wicked generation that's ever been on the face of the earth. And we ask you, Lord, to keep us from it. Let us not fall into the snare of the devil, because like a snare shall come upon all them that is upon the face of the earth. And we need your help, Lord, to walk circumspectly, not as fools, discerning the time, for the days are evil. So help us, Lord. In Jesus' name is my prayer. Amen. Greetings, brothers and sisters, as we continue in what God has put on my heart to speak about, as I've been waiting quite a while to actually bring out the perversion that's going on and continues to go out from the what's called the Overcomer Ministry or James Rice. And I'm going to put him and old Ralph up here on the screen right now, because James Rice is a liar just like his father, Ralph, or his father, the devil. And we're going to get to the perversion of James Rice, because that's what we're dealing with, who's continually following in the steps of Ralph Steer. And listen to what James said here just a little while ago. A word from the throne of God.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
James, you're a liar, and you're not telling the truth. You married the whore that Ralph was committing adultery with. The adulteress hunts for the precious life, but evidently you don't think your life in Christ is precious. That's why you're doing the things you're doing with Rose Larrabee, the vice president of the Overcomer Ministry. Let's go on here, James.
I'm telling the truth now.
Okay.
Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it. Now's the time. Huh? Now's the time. Don't be a hypocrite.
That's right. I'm not a hypocrite. You're a liar, James Rice. And the word of God proves that you're a liar, and you got a place reserved right in the lake of fire next to Ralph. Let's just do one more of these excerpts from the throne of God now.
Anybody that loved the coming of Jesus should be rejoicing in this. Everybody's not rejoicing it. Why? They are opposing works of darkness right here in our midst. This is what we need to come against.
Did you hear what he just said? There are opposing works of darkness right there in his midst, and that's what they're operating in. They're operating in the opposing works of darkness. He's talking about the coming of Jesus Christ. They don't like to hear it. What a liar. What a profound liar you are, James Rice. Hey, James, let me remind you of this. This is your caption on the Overcomer Ministry. This is what it says there. Now, I put James Rice at the top, as you can see there, right at the very top of this. Right there. James Rice, shepherding us in the prophet's command by God considering judgment and good order, remember, consider, be aware. Well, I'm going to get into the be aware, or actually it should say beware, not be aware. You should beware of men like Ralph Steer, James Rice, and all the others that follow in the footsteps of perversion, like they do there at the Overcomer Farm and Ministry in Kennedy, South Carolina. What James said, don't be a hypocrite. Well, let's see what this says on the website here. With great faith in the power of the resurrection and nearness of Jesus' second coming, they announced the death of Ralph Steer almost 2 years ago. And it says here at the bottom, now, let me just remember now, Ralph, let me see here if I have this, what James said about Ralph Steer. If I have it here, let me see if it's on this one. Oh, here it is. Now, listen to this hypocrite, James Rice. Listen to his own words. As I'll put him back up on the screen for a minute. Listen to James Rice.
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
James, did you hear your own words now? He spent a lifetime preparing you for the coming of the Lord. And aren't you going to honor what Ralph said about the coming of the Lord? That he's going to come within 6 months of his death? But wait a minute. First, he's got to go see the Pope of Rome. Then there's going to be a 6 month period of time where Jesus will come. James, he prepared his lifetime. No, you've been prepared to receive lies and delusions, along with all the people that listen to this stuff that goes out from you and the radio broadcast there at the Overcomer Ministry. It doesn't matter how much lip service you give to Jesus Christ. The truth is going to prevail in everything. All right, James. Remember now, what did James say?
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
James. What did Ralph say about the coming of the Lord?
I told you, when I die.
Hey, James.
Within 6 months.
This is preparing you for the coming of the Lord.
Jesus will come.
Oh, wow. What happens if he don't?
And if he doesn't come, never hear of Christ coming again.
James, did you hear that? How about your other people?
The end.
You hear that? Hi, James. Now, what's it say on the screen there? On the Overcomer Ministry, they got this as their head banner on their website. Please keep us in your prayers as we move forward and seek God's direction for the Overcomer Ministry as we wait for Christ's return. What happened to what Ralph said there, James? James.
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
You already dishonored him as far as what Ralph said.
Huh? I told you, when I die, within 6 months, Jesus will come.
All right, James.
And if he doesn't come, you will never hear of Christ coming again.
Now, wait a minute. Why is this on the Overcomer Ministry that Ralph Steer built up for his own reputation? As they said, they wait for Christ's return, but yet it was proclaimed by the prophet of God. And by James Joyce, now look at this headliner, shepherding us in the prophet's command by God. Remember, consider, and it should say beware. Beware of men like Ralph Steer and James Rice.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day and we have radios in our pockets and all these things and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
James, is this one of the things that the prophet said about the coming of Jesus Christ? Let's see here, James.
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope. He talked about...
Talk about the Pope now. Come on, James.
What did he talk about?
Oh.
He talked about many things.
Amen.
Talked about the thunders.
Another pack of lies.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Talked about the economy failing.
Yeah.
Talked about two witnesses.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the gospel of the coming of Jesus, or the gospel of the kingdom, the coming of Jesus Christ is what he preached.
I've been trying to stir up your ungodly. I'm stirring up the pure minds of the saints by the remembrance of this perversion that Ralph put out about the coming of Jesus Christ, about the seven thunders that was a lie from hell, because that's what it was a lie. Nobody's got the revelation. Now, if God does give somebody a revelation of the seven thunders, that's fine. But Ralph Steer didn't have them, period. It's been very clear that he didn't have them because God killed him before, whatever. James. Let's hear that again, what James said.
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
You see, that's the whole point of what these messages are about, because it is about the coming of Jesus Christ. It is about the second coming of Jesus Christ. And it is going to happen according to the way the Word of God says it's going to happen, not according to this perversion. Like you see here, remember now, what does it say? They're waiting for direction for the overcomers. We wait for Christ's return. No. As James Rice said, listen to that again.
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord.
Are you part of them people he prepared to get ready for the coming of the Lord, James?
Well, Buster, that's the way to go. If God takes you out of the way, we'll just keep on going. No, when God takes you out of the way, Jesus is coming.
I hear that, James. This is what he taught you now.
So if you think I'm being taken out of the way, you're out of your head. Mm. The Apostle Peter used this terminology. I'm going to shortly put off this tabernacle, as my Lord did tell me.
How did the Lord tell him how he was going to put off his tabernacle?
The first thing God told me, he said, I'm going to send you to China, I'm going to send you to the Soviet Union, he said, I'm going to send you to the Pope of Rome, he said, then they're going to kill you. Then they will kill you. How do I know I'm going to finish that? Because he let me finish the first two.
He's going to put off his tabernacle like the Lord showed him?
I know it's going to be my end. God told me you're going to see the Pope. And I will see the Pope.
Now, did God tell R.G. Steer that he was going to see the Pope? If he did, he's seeing him right now in hell, right next to him. Because that's the only place he's ever going to see the Pope of Rome or any of the past popes. And that's not being funny at all. That's the truth, brothers and sisters.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
James, were you telling the truth when you said that,
the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord? Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
You dishonored him as far as what he said about the coming of the Lord.
I'm going to tell my folks. I said, look, now I'm making my last trip now. I won't come back from this one.
James, did Ralph tell you that? Did Ralph actually tell you that he's going to tell you he's making his last trip to the Pope of Rome?
I'm going to tell my folks. I said, look, now I'm making my last trip now. I won't come back from this one. But on such and such a day, you make sure you're wide awake and you're facing the eastern sky, because that's where Christ is coming from, the eastern sky.
James, did Ralph actually do that? You're a liar, James Rice. You are a flat-out liar. Yes, what did it say?
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it. Now's the time. Huh? Now's the time. Don't be a hypocrite.
You're a liar. You're a liar, and you're under one of the strongest delusions that God could put on anybody. All right. Let's get back to the word that I was talking about. As you see on the banner of the Overcomers Ministry, it says, remember, consider, and be aware. Well, beware and be aware are two different things. As you can see on the screen here, be aware and beware. Okay? Beware, literally, to restrain or guard one's self from. Hence, to regard with caution. And that's the way you people should be approaching anything, anybody, anywhere that speaks the word of God or proclaims they do. Beware to regard with caution, to restrain oneself from anything that may be dangerous, injurious, or improper. The lies that Ralph Starr put out for years, and the ones that the Overcomer Ministry through James Rice, Dennis Larrabee and Rose Larrabee, and all the others that live there, they're putting up with this garbage and promoting it and condoning it. Give them credibility to it. It's dangerous, injurious, and improper. Beware to avoid, to take care, followed by, of, before the thing that is to be avoided. Beware of all, but I'm talking about the definition of actually beware, not be aware, because I'll get to be aware here in a minute. Beware of all, but more beware of man. Used to warn someone to be very careful about something or someone. That's what I'm doing. I'm warning you people about the perversion of James Rice that continues from what Ralph Starr built up in his legacy, his reputation. Jesus Christ made of himself no reputation, but that's all Ralph Starr did. Come on, the man called himself the messenger of the covenant, the last day prophet of God, the seventh angel messenger, which is on their website. Where's that at? What did I say there? Brother R.G. Starr, the voice of the last day prophet of God, but in the days of the voice of the seventh angel, when he shall begin to sound, the mystery of God should be finished. That's the banner of the Overcomer Ministry right there, another one of them, where Ralph proclaimed that he was a seventh angel messenger. Hey, I gave credibility to that at times when I was there on the farm. What a lie. What a perversion of the word of God, because when your eyes are open to the truth of what God's word does, and it does lead and guide us into, the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us in all truth, and that's what the Holy Spirit did with us. He led and guided us into the truth that Ralph was a liar. But the point is that's Revelation 10, verse 7. Go to Revelation chapter 11, and you'll find where it says, and the seventh angel began to sound. And it was, as it says in verse 7 of Revelation 10, it is finished. Wow. That wasn't Ralph Starr. Ralph Starr was finished on April the 3rd, 2021. All right, let's get back to this word beware now. Beware. Beware salespeople who promise offers that seem too good to be true. That's what Ralph Steer was. He was a salesperson, just like James Rice. He's a salesperson. He's like a used car salesman trying to sell people on actually they believe in the second coming of Jesus Christ. When, let's go back to this one again. James, what did Ralph say? What did James say about Ralph?
The man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
Right away you dishonored Ralph James with what you said here.
Well, brother, he said he was going to stand before the Pope.
James.
He talked about...
What did he talk about standing before the Pope, James? Huh?
What did he talk about?
You see, he couldn't even answer. He didn't even want to tell people what Ralph said about standing before the Pope of Rome, because that was going to be his demise right before the coming of Jesus Christ. But he couldn't do it, see? He's a liar. You're a liar, James Rice. Just like it says right here. Just like you said out of your own mouth.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it. Now's the time.
You're a liar, James Rice. You're not telling the truth. Huh? How about that? Now's the time to say it. All right, let's get back to beware. All right. And it's very obvious what beware means. It means to a warning to avoid danger. Beware, warning, danger. Okay. And then they give examples, as you see there on the screen. You should beware of undercooked food when staying in hot countries. Wow. Beware of falling asleep while sunbathing. That's true. Beware. Now let's get to what the scripture says, as Jesus Christ said. Beware of false prophets, which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Wow. You see, I mentioned before that Ralph Steer was a prophet like Balaam, who taught the children of Israel to eat things sacrificed to idols and commit fornication. That's what Ralph Steer did. That was his legacy. Let's listen to Ralph's own words about a false prophet.
That's one thing that makes a man a prophet. God talks to him.
All right.
He says what God says, he's a true prophet. If he says something contrary to what God says, he's a false prophet. Same.
All right. Did you hear that? God told me to marry Teresa, but he didn't expect him to keep that covenant pure and holy. He didn't tell him to strive against the adultery and fornication that he was committing. And it's both sides of the coin. Teresa was the same way as Ralph. Ain't no different. They both have personified the religious spirit of the age, period. Opposing and exalting itself above all that is called God or is God. But you heard what out of his own mouth. Listen again, what Ralph said is a false prophet, and he fulfilled his own words. By your words, you're going to be justified, and by your words, you'll be condemned, any one of us.
That's one thing that makes a man a prophet. God talks to him. If he says what God says, he's a true prophet. If he says something contrary to what God says, he's a false prophet.
Now, if he says something that's contrary to what God says, he's a false prophet. Did God give the seven thunders to anybody to reveal? And if he did, he would never have killed somebody that he gave them to without them actually finishing him. But then, I won't go into the seven thunders right now. But one thing about the seven thunders, a man called up just a month before Ralph died. A brother called up on the radio, over the broadcast, right there in the building in South Carolina, says, Brother Steer, you revealed the fourth thunder back in 2015. Now, mind you, now this was 6 years earlier. He said, you said that when the Pope came to Congress, that was the fourth thunder. Let me see something here. Let me just find it if I can. If it's here. All right. What I'm looking for is that phone call. See if I can find it. Because what it is, as I just explained, I was here it is. All right. Now, what I just explained was what Ralph said about saying something contrary to what God says, it makes him a false prophet. Just like Pastor Rice is a false pastor, because true pastors are going to feed the people of God with knowledge and understanding, not lies and perversion. Not lie upon lie, perversion upon perversion. But the Lord's mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof. All right? Let's listen to what Ralph said about the fourth thunder that supposedly took place in 2015.
Fourth thunder is going to reveal the man of sin. It'll be done various ways. It'll reveal the two witnesses, which one of which will be Elijah, and it'll be Moses. It will reveal that we're here in the last 1,290 days.
Is that clear what the fourth thunder is going to be? Now, remind you now, what did James say?
In the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
James, here is what Ralph Stair prepared you for that should have took place right before the coming of the Lord.
The fourth thunder is going to reveal the man of sin. It'll be done in various ways. It'll reveal the two witnesses, one of which will be Elijah, and it'll be Moses. It will reveal that we're here in the last 1,290 days.
You see, James Rice is a liar.
I'm telling the truth now.
No, you're
now,
not.
If y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
You're a liar, James Rice. A bona fide, sealed unto the day of condemnation for your perversion that you're putting out. Listen to what the phone call that came into Ralph Stair 6 years after the fourth thunder was supposedly have taken place. Because remember now, the fourth thunder was the revelation of the man of sin, the two witnesses, and where we are in the last 3.5 years. This is 6 years later, he gets this phone call about the fourth thunder.
What is thunder number four?
Thunder number four was when the Pope came to the United States to, and he spoke to Congress and the Senate and President Obama.
That'd been given a long time ago.
Right. But Brother Stair, it's still rolling.
God bless you, brother. See, I don't mind this kind of stuff. I really don't, but I do mind it. See, I'm waiting for the fifth thunder. Could it blow?
Could you hear that perverted lie coming out of that man's mouth? When the fourth thunder, he acknowledged it was blown. Thunders don't blow, people. Thunder is a sound, not a blowing in the wind. It's a sound, a thunderous sound. But did you hear what Ralph said? Oh, I know that. But I'm waiting for the fifth one. And could that have gone off already? The perversion of this. That's why you see on the screen there, beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly are ravening wolves. Remember when I would have said now about Where does it say here? Up top. It says, beware of all, but more, beware of men. And that's what Jesus Christ said. He said, but beware of men, for they will deliver you up to the councils and they will scourge you in their synagogues. Well, that's kind of like what Ralph had going down there in Kennedy, South Carolina. And James Rice, if you listen to anything that James Rice, they scourge people in their synagogues. Their synagogues. They sin. Whatever, it's not a play on words, people. They will scourge you in their buildings. Just like I often hear, somebody sent me a clip of James Rice berating Kirk Rath. Well, Kirk Rath has always been a complainer. God, Jesus Christ has come back for judgment on people like Kirk Rath, always complaining. Rice would say, bitch. But he's a complainer, a murmurer, a blasphemer. The wrath of man or Kirk Rath does not work the righteousness of God. But that's beside the point. There's other people there that are, whatever. That whole place is nothing but Ichabod in the eyes of God. But read what it says here. Then Jesus said unto him, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Let me see if I could find. Remember now what it says there. Beware, Jesus said, take heed and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and of the Sadducees. Let's listen to the phone call I had with Ralph back in 1994 about leaven or the leaven of Ralph.
You know, they're trying to trap you. See, right. They want you to admit that, well, you could be wrong. Brother, if I'm wrong in one point, then I'm wrong in all points. That's all it's to it. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
Now, Jesus Christ just said right there, take heed in Matthew chapter 16, verse 6. Take heed and beware of the leaven of Ralph Steer and James Rice, or the Pharisees and Sadducees, or anybody else that tries to add a little bit of perversion to the word of God by twisting it just a little bit or adding a word here or a word there. Just to change it a little bit. No, there ain't one jot or tittle going to pass from the word of God or the law till everything is fulfilled. But, you see, it's just like, okay, let's go to verse 11 in Matthew 16. How is it that you do not understand that I spake it not to you concerning bread, that you should beware of the leaven of the Pharisees and the Sadducees? How is it you don't understand that you beware of the leaven of the Overcoming Ministry and James Rice and those that are the people behind the curtain, like Dennis and Rose Larry? They understood how that he bade them not to beware of the leaven of bread, but of the doctrine or the teachings of Ralph Steer, James Rice, and the Overcoming Ministry. Because remember what James said now.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it. Now's the time.
You're a liar, James Truth. You're not telling the truth at all. Just like you said about Ralph now.
And the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
James, how did Ralph prepare a people for the coming of the Lord? I'm showing everybody clearly the proclamations and the prophecies of Ralph's own words about the actual coming of Jesus Christ. But
I'm not wrong when I say what I say. I'm not wrong. And how sinful and wicked for you people think I am.
Wow. It's sinful and wicked to think that Ralph is wrong about anything when he was wrong at everything. What did he say to me in that phone call?
You know, they're trying to trap you, see. Right. They want you to admit that, well, you could be wrong. Brother, if I'm wrong in one point, then I'm wrong in all points. That's all it's to it. A little leaven leaveneth the whole lump.
And you can mark it down. He overcomes ministry. The lump is, the whole lump is leaven there. Matthew, Mark chapter 8 says, and he charged him, saying, take heed, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. And then I just noticed this here, Ralph and James, and of the leaven of Herod. In the meantime, when they were gathered together in an innumerable multitude of people, and so much as they trod one upon another, he began to say to the disciples, first of all, beware ye of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. And there's so much blatant hypocrisy throughout the things that Ralph did. Let me see if I have that here. Well, I'll tell you what. Remember now how God speaks to Ralph Stair.
I have God constantly talking to me by his word as he reveals to me. Get out!
That's how God talked to him now. You heard how God talks to him. Listen to how God talks to Ralph.
I have God constantly talking to me by his word as he reveals to me.
Listen.
Get out!
Yeah, get out is right. Thank God we got out of there. What did Ralph say?
You know what happens to hypocrites? Oh, okay, come on back. I know what you're gonna do. I know exactly how you're gonna respond to that. I'm not a hypocrite.
You're not a hypocrite, huh? Well, you know, James.
You know, it's shameful when we play the broadcast 24 hours a day, and we have radios in our pockets and all these things, and we still don't hear what the prophet said.
Now, do you know what a hypocrite is? A hypocrite is somebody that says something, tells you not to do it, and they do it themselves. That's about the plainest, clearest definition you could say that's a hypocrite. That's why Jesus said, you generation of vipers, you hypocrites. Let's listen to Ralph Stair as a hypocrite.
Choose you this day the one you're going to hug, the one you're going to love. Well, the one you allowed. Why? Because God allowed it.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie.
For your damn mind. You guys gonna tell me you don't hug anybody? Hey, you guys. Boy, that makes me so mad.
What?
You got these little preachers who go up there on these YouTubes, or red tubes, what do you call them? And I say, you guys gonna tell me you don't hug anybody?
Did you hear what he said, though, about red tube? You go up on YouTube, red tube. Do you people know what red tube is? That's a pornographic site off of YouTube. Ralph Stair was engaged, immersed in pornography for years, people. You don't walk with God and have that kind of an unclean, filthy spirit coming into your mind and heart every single day, because that's what the man did. Beware, therefore, lest that come upon you which is spoken of in the prophets. Beware now. Beware of dogs. Beware of the evil workers. Beware of the concision. Now, Ralph Stair was involved with all three of them. It says here in Colossians chapter 2, verse 8, beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the tradition of man, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ. For in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily. For you are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And then the last verse that I'm going to use at this point on beware is, ye therefore, beloved, seeing you know these things before, seeing you know all these things that before, beware, lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. And that's regarding the coming of Jesus Christ. As often said, go to 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 and read it. read the entire chapter. That tells you in detail, in clear detail, very precise, about the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, as we had mentioned before, that as you look at this up at the top of the website, it says, remember, consider, and be aware. Not beware, be aware. Because I know years ago that somebody had actually preached about remember, consider, and beware, not be aware. And with the help of the Lord, I'll bring that out here at some point. But remember that. Remember, consider, and be aware. Right? Okay. Now let's get to the word aware. Having knowledge or perception of a situation or fact. Have anybody had knowledge or perception of the situation or the facts of what's going on with the Overcoming Ministry and the lies that they've been walking in since Ralph Steer died and Jesus Christ did not come back? Are they really aware of it? What did Ralph say?
Are we supposed to believe you? Absolutely. Absolutely. I'm an absolute. And I'll make it very clear. If I die
liar.
Naturally, I've been a liar.
He's an absolute liar.
God, man, do you understand that? Are we supposed to believe you? Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar.
Amen.
I've been deceived if I'm wrong, man. And I'll make it very clear. If I die naturally, I've been a liar. My God, man, do you understand that? You know, you die believing that I'm the last day prophet and I die before my time, you're going to go to hell because you believe the lie. Isn't that something? You ought to see some of your faces.
Yeah. Do you hear what he said, though, clearly? He said if he dies naturally, he's been a liar. Absolute. He's an absolute liar. Just like James Rice is an absolute liar. And
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
You're an absolute liar, James Rice. There's no doubt about it. So is everybody that follows you or listens to your lies. Having aware now, look at the word aware. Having the revelation of a situation or circumstance, bearing in mind, mentally perceptive and responsive, an alert mind, conscious. Conscious. Did we just hear about conscious? The conscious? Conscience? Conscious. Showing realization of recognition of something, knowing or perceiving. Having awareness of surroundings or sensations and thoughts. Then another part of it is sensible, sensitive, able to feel or perceive that you're aware of something. Careful, heedful, cautiously attentive. That's aware, you're aware, watchful, vigilant, guarded, but more strictly in modern usage, apprised, expecting an event from information or probability. What kind of an event the second coming is that James Rice said?
In the man of God spent his life getting the people ready for the coming of the Lord. Are we not going to be ready? Are we going to dishonor him?
Expecting an event from information or probability as the general is aware of the enemy's designs. We're aware of the enemy's designs, people. There's no doubt about it. And the enemy is the devil. And he's the one that's taken place and made his abode at the Overcoming Ministry. And there's thousands of ministries out there like the Overcomer, but I'll focus in on that one because I was involved with it for over 15 years. And that's why God has me doing this, because he wants his people to know. He wants his people to understand. He wants his people to fear him, because it is a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. For the Lord will judge his people. All right, let's look at the word aware and how Jesus spoke about the word aware. The Lord of that servant shall come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour that he's not aware of. And that's exactly what happened with Ralph Steer in 2021. Jesus Christ, the Lord, came unto that servant when he was not aware, because he didn't put off his tabernacle like the Lord showed him, as God told him, that he was going to go to the Pope of Rome. Didn't even come close to it. Never even talked to the Pope personally. Now, Luke chapter 12, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware. This is what happened to Ralph Steer, and what's going to happen to James Rice and those there on the farm that continue to have fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness. The Lord of that servant will come in a day. Open your Bible and look at Luke. Well, you can read right here on the screen. Luke 12, verse 46. The Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and in an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and will appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. The fearful and the unbelievers are going to have their part in the lake of fire, people. You don't want to be an unbeliever, and you don't want to be fearful. The only fear you need to have is the fear of God. Me, you, and anybody else. That's why I fear God. And I speak like I do. Because I know that God is the one that helps me to talk the way I do and to minister the way I do. To minister according to the ability that God gives me. Luke 12. Peter. In Luke 12, as you see it on the screen there. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? And the Lord said, Who is then that faithful and wise steward, whom his Lord make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Of a truth I say unto you, that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But if that servant say in his heart, My Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant, and this is what happened with Ralph Steer, and it's going to happen to James Rice, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him asunder, and appoint him his portion with the unbelievers. Wow. What do I got here? Rose Larry, James Rice and Company. Wow. I had put this together here some time ago, and I didn't even know this was here. As far as that goes, I mean, I wasn't studying these things. I just put together at one time weeks ago. Rose Larry, James Rice and Company. Jeremiah chapter 44. Verse 15, then all the men which knew that their wives had burned incense on other gods, and all the women that stood by, a great multitude, even all the people that dwelt in the land of Canaanites, Egypt, and Pathros, answering Jeremiah, said, As for the word that thou hast spoken on us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto thee. And that's true. They ain't going to hearken unto the true word of God. But we certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven. That's Rose Larrabee. What has happened here at the Overcomer Ministry with James Rice, Rose Larrabee and Company?
The Lord hath mingled a perverse spirit in the midst thereof.
That's about it. But let's listen to this one now. As the word of the Lord has spoken to us, as the word that thou hast spoken to us in the name of the Lord, we will not hearken unto you. This is what they said to Jeremiah, and they're saying to me and people, ministers like myself. But we will certainly do whatsoever thing goeth forth out of our own mouth to burn incense unto the Queen of Heaven and to pour out drink offerings unto her, as we have done, we and our fathers and our kings and our princes, in the city of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem, or in the trails of the farm in Canaanites. For then had we plenty of victuals or food, and were well and saw no evil. Wow. Let's just hear what James says here. Listen to this.
People say, well, what do folk think because you married Rose?
James, you're a liar. And you're about to speak a pretty good chunk of lies here. Even though you do speak truth of the spirit of the whore that you married.
Well, what the hell do people think when you don't show up?
Yeah.
See how he compared that? What the hell do people think when you don't show up? But what the hell do people think when he married Rose? Huh? Same language as Ralph. What the hell? I have to try and eliminate out of my vocabulary. I try to, because that's a saying that I heard Ralph say for years. What the hell is wrong with you people? But there's the spirit of Ralph, emulated by the lying pastor, James Rice. Now listen to what he goes on to say about Rose.
What was your problem with me before I married her? Hey, I told you I'm going to tell the truth. And what you nasty brothers didn't try to get in her britches. And she didn't do it. She's got more integrity than you. See how I talk?
Wait a minute now. Which of you brothers, nasty brothers, tried to get in her britches? Well, I wonder why they were trying to do that. Because she had the spirit of whore all over her. That's why. James, did you get in her britches? You sure did, because you ended up marrying her, just like Ralph got in her britches. Ended up marrying her.
Told y'all wasn't going to spare. You bunch of hypocrites.
Yeah, you're a hypocrite.
God sees you and I see you and everybody sees you.
That's right.
Now, come on, stand up and tell me. Oh, no, I didn't try to get in her britches. Come on.
Hey, I lived there for 15 years and I didn't try to get in her britches. I'm telling you right now. I thank God that he had me appalled by the spirit of Rose Larrabee and Dennis and Ralph after time, as time progressed. Because just like I said, I called Rose a whore to Dennis's face. And I called her a whore right in front of Ralph.
Stand up!
I did. I am.
How long you think I've been being a man? You hypocrites.
Yeah.
Now you can't stand her because she's righteous. Right. Come on now.
She's not even close to being righteous. The adulteress hunts for the precious life. Oh.
Come on now. I don't hear nobody stand up and say, no, I didn't do that. Because.
James, I didn't do it. When I lived on a farm, I thank God for that. It wasn't my own doing. It was the fear of God and the righteousness of truth that kept me from that filthy and unclean spirit that you're talking about with Rose.
Because if you did, you'd be a liar.
No, you're a liar.
Now, you can still leave. You can still leave.
There's Ralph.
Because I'm going to tell the truth. I'm sick and tired of this stuff. Aren't you guys sick and tired?
There it is. There's the emulation of the spirit of Ralph. You can all leave. Actually, they should. You people that have a chance to get off that farm, you better do it now, because there may come a time you'll never be able to do it again. You may be locked into your perversion. Now, and hey, did you hear that, James? Worshiping the Queen of Heaven there? Saying that she's righteous? Let's listen to that one more time.
People say, well, what do folk think because you married Rose? Well, what the hell do people think when you don't show up?
You see, what a weird, it's just amazing the comparison about him marrying the whore or them not showing up.
What was your problem with me before I married her? Hey, I told you I'm going to tell the truth. And what you nasty brothers didn't try to get in her britches. And she didn't do it. She's got more integrity than you. See how I talk? I told you I wasn't going to spare. You bunch of hypocrites. God sees you and I see you and everybody sees you. Now, come on, stand up and tell me. Oh, no, I didn't try to get in the breach. Come on, stand up. How long you think I've been being a man? You hypocrites. Now you can't stand her because she's righteous. Come on now.
No, she's not righteous. She's a whore set up by Satan that brought Ralph Stair to a piece of bread. All right, let's go to, this is what this so-called Queen of Heaven, as you see there in Jeremiah chapter, where we at here, chapter 44 and verse 19. And when we burn incense to the Queen of Heaven and poured out drink offerings unto her, do we make her cakes to worship her and pour out a drink offerings unto her without our men? Ralph poured out his drink offering to the Queen of Heaven or the Whore of Canides right before he died. I mean, this is just days before the man died, God killed him.
He tried to cover his sin. I paid more when I hid my adulterous affairs than I have by being open. Because I don't believe I'll commit adultery now. I really don't. I don't.
What a delusion. What a strong delusion to talk like that right before he died, living with another man's wife, but he's not committing adultery. He brought it out in the open now, so that doesn't mean it's adultery. You talk about despising God, people? Well, Sterling was the despisers of those that were good. He did despite to the spirit of grace, just like James Joyce has been doing. What does it say here? Then Jeremiah said unto all the people, to the men and to the women and to all the people which had given him that answer, saying, I don't believe I'm committing adultery now. The incense that you burn in the cities of Judah and the streets of Jerusalem and your fathers, your kings, and your princes, and the people of the land, did not the Lord remember? Here's that word again. Did not the Lord remember them? And came it not into his mind, so that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings, because of the abominations which you have committed?
He tried to cover his sin. I paid more when I hid my adulterous affairs than I have by being open. Because I don't believe I'll commit adultery now. I really don't. I don't.
Did not the Lord remember them? And it came not into his mind, so that the Lord could no longer bear because of the evil of your doings and because of the abominations which you have committed. Therefore is your land a desolation and an astonishment and a curse without an inhabitant, as at this day. There will come a time when there won't be nobody inhabiting that land. There's no doubt about it, because God's word is going to come to pass, but it is a curse and an astonishment and a desolation for the word of God, the true word of God. Like I said, hey, just like James is talking about, you better go now. Well, if you can get out of that farm, you brothers and sisters, whoever you are, then you better flee from the wrath to come, because it is coming, and it will set upon the head of James Rice, Rose Larrabee, Dennis Larrabee, and all the others that are involved with this perversion of God's word. Therefore, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear ye the word of the Lord, all ye in Canadies and throughout the world that believe the lies of Ralph and James and just believe lies in general about the second coming of Jesus Christ and the ministering of the true ministers of God to the people of God, preparing the people for the actual coming of Jesus Christ. Therefore, hear ye the word of the Lord, all ye Judah that dwell in the land of Egypt or Canadies. Behold, I have sworn by my great name, saith the Lord, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Canaanites or Judah or in all the land of Egypt, saying, the Lord God liveth. Behold, I will watch over them for evil and not good. You see, now God's the only one that can bring this to pass. And all the men of Judah that are in the land of Egypt shall be consumed by the sword and by the famine, and there until there be an end of them. Wow. Only God can perform this, what he put in Jeremiah's mouth. Only God can perform this now, what I'm speaking. Yet a small number that escaped the sword shall return out of the land of Egypt into the land of Judah. See, now there's hope for somebody now. It says, yet a small number shall escape from the farming Canadies, from the overcoming ministry throughout the world. And shall the remnant of Judah that are gone into the land of Egypt to sojourn there shall know whose word shall stand, mine or theirs.
I'm telling the truth now. Now, if y'all don't believe I'm telling the truth, now's the time to say it.
You're a
now's
liar.
Now's the time. Huh? Now's the time. Don't be a hypocrite.
What did it say there? Hey, James. Then it's going to find out. People of God are going to know whose word shall stand, mine or yours. As thus saith the Lord of hosts, that I just read from, out of the book of Jeremiah. All right, we're going to close this out now. And go on as we're talking about that man you see up there on the screen, James Rice and Ralph Stair. But we're focusing on the perversion that's going on at the Overcomer Ministry as they are waiting and seeking God's direction as they wait for Christ's return. Yet, I've been focusing on what they said, as James writes, is shepherding and the prophets' command by God. God commanded the prophet to command James. That's what it's saying there. Shepherding us in the prophet's command by God. The prophet's command by God, considering judgment and good order. No, they don't have right judgment, and they don't have good order. Just like I said, like you heard there on James Rice about people trying to get in his so-called wife's britches. What kind of spirit is coming from that woman to make people want to desire to have sex with her? Only a dog would go that far. Period. I'm telling you, it's unclean. But it's just about to be finished, people. As we proclaim the truth of God and His Word, and God opens up our lips to speak the lip of truth. Not, hey, a false witness will speak lies. That's clear. That's forever settled. It's written. A false witness will speak lies. And that's what you've heard with James Rice, Ralph Stair, and others. Let's just close this out with what actually James Rice said from the throne of God here. Let's listen to this.
We aren't so concerned about what Brother Stair said or what God said.
Hallelujah! All right. Glory!
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
Now, did you hear that? They're not so concerned about what in the world? Did you hear that? And then you hear that loudmouth sacrifice of devils.
We aren't so concerned about what Brother Stair said or what God said.
Hallelujah!
All right.
Glory!
You hear that ungodly, filthy spirit from that woman, how they've given her place. When it says women should keep silent in the church, that's not the church of Jesus Christ, people. There's no doubt about it. That kind of perversion was being amplified by James Rice for quite a while. Remember now, all right, let's just close out since you heard that perversion. I'm going to close it out with this.
Amen. We thank God for those that labor among us. Right. Sister Burgess, she comes in, she labor.
All right. You want to hear her laboring now?
We aren't so concerned about what Brother Stair said or what God said.
Hallelujah!
All right.
Glory!
You hear her laboring? Let's listen to some more laboring by Conchita Burgess as we close this message out. That's how she labors, with a filthy, ungodly spirit. So may the fear of God grip your hearts today, brothers and sisters. You see, that's the only way you're going to make it in this time. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. But then once you get into that door of wisdom, then you start finding understanding and knowledge of the holy. Understanding is, knowledge of the holy is understanding. You're going to know what is holy and what is not. You're going to know what is profane and what is not. You're going to know him that serveth God and him that serveth them not. You're going to know between the righteous and the wicked. And that's what I'm pointing out to you through these messages. What is righteous and what is wicked? You heard the mouth of the lying false pastor, James Rice, saying that Rose Laramie, the whore he married, is more righteous than they are. Because they tried to get in her britches and she wouldn't let them. But she evidently let James get into her britches. Because they ended up getting married, supposedly. Huh? So may Jesus Christ bless you in his holy and glorious name throughout this time. It's my prayer until we meet again. Amen.